The Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Manal brings down the famous Brisa of Yesh Eichel Achila Achas V'Chayav Elei Arba Chatoris. The person could do one Achila, could eat one thing, and he's Chayav four Chatoris, V'Asham Echad, and one Asham. What is the case? The Brisa explains, Tamei She'Achal Chelev, the person is Tamei, he ate Chelev, who Nicer was also Nicer, Min HaMukdash, and it was Hektosh, V'Yom HaKippurim, and Anim Kippur, and therefore he's Chayav four Chatoris for eating Nicer, Chelev, and Mukdash, and Anim Kippur, and Betumah, and one Asham. So that is the biggest amount of chatayis that the Gemara is able to find. Now the kasha is, the Gemara in Shavuos asks this kasha, and the Chavdal Nevei is the Luchar, there's another chatas that he could be chayven, because you could say that's like my case where he made a shvua, he was a nishva not to eat chelev, and he did it in a way where it would be a kailol, so the shvua would be chal, even though you have other yisurim over here, it could be an isur kailol, so he could have another chatas for being over in the shvua if he was nishva not to eat chelev. Why don't we add another fifth chatas? And the Gemara in Shavuos answers that Isser haba me'elav ketani Isser haba me'atzmai, I'm sorry, Isser haba me'atzmai ketani, I'm sorry, Isser haba me'elav ketani, not Isser haba me'atzmai. In other words, we're only listing Isurim, that Isurim that come on them by themselves, not Isurim that are man-made, not Isurim that you put on. So all the other Isurim over here are Isurim from the Torah, but a Shavuos is something which is man-made. That's an Isser that you created by making a Shavuos. We're not listing Isurim that are man-made. So in fact, the Marakasha, so the obvious kasha is, but what about Hektish? It says over Mina Mukdashin. One of the assume over here is for eating Hektish. Hektish is not something which is made by the Torah. That's something man-made. It's something that you created. And yet we do list Hektish. If we list Hektish, even though you created Hektish, why don't we list the Isser of Shavu as well? And the Gemara says that's not a kasha because B'Bachar. Talking about a Bachar, the Kedushasim Erechim. So this verse is not talking about a Hektish that was man-made. It's talking about a Bachar that was born. The Torah is Makdash B'Bachar, not an Adam, and therefore it's not an Isser which is made by an Adam, it's Isser which is made by a Torah, and therefore the Teretz of the Gemara makes sense. So it's Mavur from the Gemara in Shavuos that this Brais over here is talking about Mukdashin, which is talking about a Bachar. So it's bothered with the Kasha that this seems to be a Stirat, or Rashi and Zvachim. It's Rashi and Zvachim and Daflam and Hamad Alf. It's going on the Mishnah over there, which is discussing Pigel, and the Mishnah says that if you're Sheikhid as a Mukdashin, Lechel Shlil or Shilya Bachutz, like Pigel. If a person shechs a carbon, mukdashin, in order to eat the shlul or the shilya, different parts of the uber, and of the carbon, b'chutz, you're not mefagel, that's not considered pigel. So on the word mukdashin, when it says ashekel as a mukdashin, Rashi says the following. Rashi says that tiba maschol ha-mukdashin, says like Rashi, kol heicha detoni hai lishna ma'ir ben akevis. Rashi says, wherever you have that lashon mukdashin, it's talking about ein akeva. So whenever you have a lashon mukdashin, the word mukdashin means nekevus and not zcharin. So Rashi is telling us that the word mukdashin means nekevus. Now the lashon of the Brisa over here is mukdashin, yesh achila achas v'chayav elei arba chatoris, and it says it was chelev and nosa min hamukdashin. So if it says mukdashin, then we're clearly talking about a nekeva. So the pal is, how can the Gemara and Shavuos say that we're talking about a bechar? They're talking about a bechar. A bechar is a zakhar, not a nekeva. Lechar can't be talking about a bechar if it says mukdashin, which is ma'ir ben akevus. That was the ha'ara that I had on Rashi and Zvachim from this Brisa over here, the way the Gemara and Shavuos understands it. So I once had the schus to speak to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, and I asked him this kasha. I asked him, what's the pshat, if Rashi and Zvachim is correct, the mukdashin always means nekevus. How could the Gemara here say that we're talking about a bechar? Lechar, it's a steer to Rashi. And Reb Chaim answered, he said that Lechar, it's muchach from this kasha, that Rashi is al derech haroi. Rashi doesn't mean that every single time it says mukdashin, it means nekevus. Rashi means that, but derech klal, most times it means nekevus, but there could be exceptions. It could be times when it means charim, and this is one of the exceptions. But in echanami, it's muchach from this kasha, that divrei Rashi al derech haroi, and mukdashin doesn't always mean nekevus, it just means nekevus right upon him, but not all times. That's what he said to answer this kasha. And I thought that in Kenim Hadvarim, Lefi his Teretz, he could be miyasher ve'igvalik kasha that Ritzi Pesach, Pesach Frank asked on Rav Yenis and Eibshitz. So there's a Yeduidika Chiddush of Rav Yenis and Eibshitz he brought down in the Placey in Simon Samachay. Rav Yenis and Eibshitz brings down a Maisa that there is a Menaker Echad. There was a certain person who was a Menaker and he came up with the Gevaldik Chiddush in Hilchos Get Hanasha, basically saying that whatever we thought until now is the real Get Hanasha is not the Get Hanasha. And he found some other Gid which he felt is the Get Hanasha. And this is a Chiddush that he had rise to, and he ran around, was going around Europe being mefarshim this Chiddush, that everyone has the wrong Gid Hanasha, and that's not really the Gid Hanasha. Now, Rav Yenis and Eibshitz felt that he was wrong, and he's making a mistake, and being machshel the rabbin, but the problem was, it was very hard to disprove him, no one was able to disprove him and show him that he was wrong. So finally, when he came to Rav Yenis and Eibshitz, Rav Yenis and Eibshitz brought a Gevaldik Raya, not like him, and he pulled out the Sefer HaSmag, the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Smag, and the smag by the mitzvah of Giranasha says that mitzvah zu is nayig b'schar v'nekevus. It's nayig both by schar and nekevus. And this gid, this specific gid that the Menachah held is the Giranasha, happened to only be found in behemoths that are scharim, not in nekevus. And the regular gid is found in both, but this gid, this new gid that this Menachah thought of, was only found in scharim, not in nekevus. So Rabbi Edison told him, you see clearly the smag is saying it could be found both by scharim and nekevus. So your gid is not found by nekevus. So obviously the gid that you're talking about is not the real gid. That's how he disproved this Menachah. Now the pella is that it's a duo. Whenever the smag says something is not b'scharim and nekevus, the smag is not referring to animals, he's referring to people. At the end of the mitzvah, he always says it's not b'scharim and nekevus, going on people, not on animals. So what exactly was Rabbi Edison proving from here? L'char, it's not referring to animals, it's referring to people. That's one famous kasha on Rabbi Edison Abshitz. Another problem is that if you look in the smag doesn't even say that. There is no, it doesn't say those words, nag b'scharim and nekevus, when it comes to the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. So the gabi that kasha, there are those that are magia, Rabbi Edison Abshitz, maybe it didn't say that he showed him the smag, but he showed him the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Sefer HaChinuch Ataka says, v'nag b'scharim and nekevus. But so that will answer that kasha, that we have a makor for it, but l'maisa, it's still shver. The Sefer HaChinuch also is not referring to the animals, he's referring to the people. So what type of raya is that from there, that this gid is not the right gid, if the lashon of the chinuch is not talking about animals, it's talking about people. So what some achronim understand is Rabbi Yonis Nabshitz knew, obviously, it's talking about people, not about animals, but he had to prove this Menachah wrong. He knew the Menachah is wrong. He knew that he's making a mistake. He didn't have any raya to it from Shas. He couldn't prove anywhere from Shas this Menachah is wrong. So he figured, I'll prove it from the chinuch. He's not going to chab. This Menachah wasn't such a talmud chacham, even though he is mash over there a little bit, and he's a talmud chacham. He said he's not going to chab. He'll fall for it. And this way I could prove him wrong. I could stop him from being mefarsim in his chiddush, which Rabbi Yonison held was wrong. He just didn't have a right to it, so he felt he could be madchim bekash to prove that his vart is wrong. That's what they say to answer up Rabbi Yonison Abshitz. So Tzu Pesach Fenkin is in the Hart Tzvi in Zvachim over there in Daf Lamed Hey, asks a Peldik Akasha. He says I have a great raya to disprove this Menachah, and the kasha is, why didn't Rabbi Yonison bring this raya? He said that the based on Rashi over there in Zvachim, the Rashi says that wherever it says Mukdashin, it means Nekevus. From that kufa, you could disprove this Menachah, because the lashon of the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Hanasha in Chulin, Daf Peitas Mabez, says up there that Gid Hanasha is nayeg ba'aretz of chutzaretz b'fnabai shol b'fnabai b'chulin of b'mukdashin. Gid Hanasha is nayeg b'mukdashin. Now, if you tell me the mukdashin means nekevus, then you have a clear raya that this gid that he's talking about is obviously not the gid Hanasha, because his gid is not found in nekevus. Over here, we see that it is nayeg b'mukdashin, which means nekevus. So therefore, you have a raya, you have a gabalik raya that this gid that the Menachah is saying is not the real gid, and that's his kasha. Why did Rabbi Yonason have to bring a raya from a chinuch, which is not really a raya? Bring a beferish raya from the Mishnah in the Gid Hanasha, based on Rashi and Zvachim, that it says it's not even mukdashin. Rashi says mukdashin means nekevus. So in that kufa is gabalik raya that this gid, which is not found in the nekevus, is not the real gid. That was the Tzipesos kasha on Rabbi Yonason Abshitz. But I think lefi what Rabbi Chaim is saying to answer this kasha from the Rashi in Zvachim to the Gemara in Shavuos, l'chayah you can answer the kasha of Tzvi Pesach on Rabbi Yonason Abshitz, because it's muchach l'chayah from the Gemara in Shavuos that whatever Rashi says is not a klal, but it's al derech haray. Rashi just means ray pa'amim, it means nekevus, but not every time. Obviously, it can't be every time, because we see clearly the Gemara is willing to be makim b'b'char. So there are times when mekdashin could be a zachar. So once it's muchach from Rashi that it's al derech haray, and it's not every time, hu adin that Rabbi Yonason couldn't disprove this menachir based on the Rashi and Zvachim together with the Mishnah Chulin, because Menachah Ketanah back. Maybe this is also Derech HaRoid. Maybe this is from the exceptions. Maybe this is from the Miyat, just like the Gemara in Shavuos is saying that our Bais over here is from the Miyat when it says Mukdashin. Maybe that's also from the Miyat. So there's no Raya that it necessarily has to be found by Nekevus as well. Maybe it's only by Zcharim, and that's why he was not able to disprove him from this Rashi based on the Mishnah and Chulin. So lefi the way Reb Chaim answered this kasha, lechayah could be a teretz to Tzvi Pesach's kasha on Rabbi Yonason Abshitz.